This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Amanda Carlson, one half of the team that choreographs the extraordinary Telluride AIDS Benefit Fashion Show. So now it turns out that Amanda, along with her co-conspirator, Katie Parnello, have put together a whole other show, a much smaller, much more intimate event that's taking place this Friday, April 4th, at the Palm Theater. The show is called Retrograde, and it is free. Amanda, thanks for taking a moment before rehearsals to talk to me.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So when did you first begin to study dance and gymnastics? How many years ago was that?
I formally began dancing and doing gymnastics when I was 5 years old. I competed in gymnastics until I was about 12, and I have never stopped dancing since then.
Wonderful. Had you ever considered another career other than being involved with dancing and gymnastics?
Yes, I did. I worked with early childhood education for a couple of years, so I did consider majoring in early childhood education, but dance has always been such a big part of my life and my heart and soul that it was the only logical answer to pursue dance for me.
Wonderful. Great answer. Thank you. And when did you first become involved with the Telluride AIDS Benefit and the fashion show?
I began being a model for them 9 years ago. I spent 2 years modeling for them and dancing, and then I started being asked to choreograph pieces. So I would choreograph one line involving dance, and that started to grow. And then Katie Parnello became the choreographer, and I assisted her 1 year. And then this is actually my 5th year choreographing the show with Katie directing it. So we've worked together very closely for about 5 years.
Could you sum up your vision?
My vision for the TAB show?
Yes.
Yes. You know, we have different visions every year. Our vision is to constantly change it and keep the people in their seats and keep them involved in the performance so that they stay and participate in the auction. And our main goal is to always raise as much money as possible. So creatively, we are always thinking about how to involve people and make them to feel a part of the show.
Okay, thank you. And what other plans do you and Katie have for the TAB fashion show?
Well, you know, we usually like to keep that a secret because we don't want to give away any ideas for the TAB show. We are, you know, we're always wanting to build it and grow it, and we actually just recently got back from the Aspen AIDS Benefit, which we started 3 years ago, and it's a touring show that we toured from Telluride to Aspen, and our hopes are to keep touring that into places such as New York and L.A.
Wow, that's big. Okay.
Yeah.
So when were the seeds of Retrograde planted? What were the circumstances?
I started conceptualizing this show about a year ago, and it was when I came back to Telluride for the TAB show. I went to an art walk that they do here every first Thursday of the month, and just really enjoyed how each, you know, it progressed from gallery to gallery, and I thought it would be great to have dancers that would be dancing at each gallery and also help move the audience around. But because the weather here can be very unpredictable, I felt like it would be a hard thing to rehearse, and it'd be hard to dance outside. So I approached the Palm Theater about producing the show here, and they were very, very supportive and have helped me so much, and I owe them a huge thanks for just always being behind me and supporting me and letting me do this creative idea that I had about a year ago. So
great. Great. And what are your hopes for this project?
My hopes for this project is right now I feel like I'm kind of workshopping this idea, so I'm trying to get it out in the open right now, see what the public's feedback is, see how I can make it work. But ultimately, I would like to use this model to applied for artist in residencies at theaters in New York so that I can continue to work on my choreography and my creative side and build this show so that I can present it all over the world.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. I don't want to keep you from rehearsal. This has been Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with the talented Amanda Carlson. Don't miss the show she's doing with Katie Parnello this Friday at the Palm, April 4th. There are several shows beginning at 5 and ending, the last one is at 8 p.m., followed by a dance party at the Bean. Amanda, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.